Okay, we'll call to order the council meeting for September 10th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decision of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Can we have a roll call?
President Brown?
Here.
Dan Westphal?
Here.
Wayne Jackson?
Here.
Brian Groves?
Here.
Dan Rattliff?
Here.
Shirley Rose?
Here.
Ken Salter?
Here.
And Mayor Riggle?
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
And got a motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westphal to approve the agenda as presented.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Jim Westphal?
Yes.
Wayne Jackson?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Dan Rattliff?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Ken Salter?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the agenda is adopted. I need approval of the minutes for the August 22nd budget meeting and the August 27th regular council meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes from August 22nd and August 27th.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westphal to approve the minutes as presented.
President Brown?
Yes.
Vice President Westphal?
Yes.
Wayne Jackson?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Dan Rattliff?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Ken Salter?
Yes.
And they are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Being none, how about committee chair reports? Report of city officers.
Hello, Sonny Pinkstaff, representing Vincent's Fire Department. I just want to make the council aware of a couple of things. One is, as most know, all know, back in June we had a crash of our server and lost a tremendous amount of data. Since then, primarily Chief Bow has been working on finding a reporting software that meets all our needs. It is based around fire departments. And I think he has found a very good one that is being used by numerous departments around the state. So I just wanted to bring to the council's attention that we will be switching over to emergency reporting and records management, and it will cover everything from our runs to our payroll to keeping track of training, everything that is going to help us on a ISO audit, which I think we're going to be ready for within the next year, which, and I don't see any reason why that we will not be able to drop our rating on ISO, which will help our businesses, mainly with their insurance costs. If you would like more information on this, Assistant Chief Bob is here, he can give you more information on it. But my main reason of being here is to proudly report to you that we have the Board of Works approved my request for ratings of four of our officers, one of which is a presently rated officer, is Captain Training Officer Richard Ashby, who has now moved up to the position of Battalion Chief. Chief Ashby has extensive years with the fire department. We can tell some really good stories, but we won't. And in vacating his spot as Captain Training Officer, approved and promoted Adam Ray to the spot as Captain Training Officer. and then are in, like I told the Board of Works too, Adam is very active in our investigating division, and he will be in charge of that as one of his roles moving up into the captain position. And then the two lieutenants positions that were vacated by the retirement of Grant Utt and Dan Frederick. Proud to announce Michael Carter has been promoted to lieutenant. And also promoted to lieutenant, Brock Carter. Just wanted to present them to you as the city council. That's all I have to say.
Thanks, Sonny.
Thank you.
Moving on, we have no old business. We'll move to new business, and first up is Breedy Financial with the 2019 budget.
Ladies and gentlemen of the council, nice to meet you. I'm Ben Strick with the Financial Group. Tonight we're going to discuss a little bit of the 2019 budget. If you look at the letter, it's not the public safety handout, it's the letter. It should have bold revenue constraints. Just sort of a summary of what we're going to talk about. So we'll start actually with the revenue constraints for this year. The state's revenue estimates are actually down, and this is not just with Vincennes, this is statewide. Vincennes currently does struggle with a high circuit breaker environment as well, which is property tax credits. Taxpayers are capped at a certain percentage, and they will only pay that. Anything past that is just not collected as tax revenue. Now, this environment combined with increasing cost is putting a bit of a strain on the city's ability to balance its budget while maintaining or improving service levels. So in addition to the average growth quotient being lower this year, it's 3.4% projected for this year, and it was 4%, I'm sorry, for 2019, and it was 4% for this year. The MDA distribution is also down, and the other estimates, such as cigarette tax, local income tax, and things of this nature, are also lower for 2019 than they were for this year. Now, having said that, Vincennes will continue to weather this storm by following the long-term operating and capital improvement plan and making sound financial management decisions like they have in the past. Now, with these revenue constraints in mind, moving forward in the budget for 2019 and beyond, there is a projected need for revenue as early as 2020 based on the revenue restrictions. And you can see here we've listed the funds that are most affected by these lower revenue estimates. The fire fund cash reserves, historically, at least since 2015, haven't really been sufficient to fund the operations throughout the year. In other words, by June 30th, usually there's a negative operating balance. It's because the cash reserve in the fund is less than 2% of actual spending from year to year. So in other words, the fire fund can only operate for roughly 5 days without any sort of revenue or income into that fund. Now, this has partly been offset with income tax revenue, but it's just more of a kind of a plug and will need to be fixed in the future. The Motor Vehicle Highway Fund, again, the state's revenue estimates are down for 2019 as compared to 2018. And currently, Vincennes' MVH fund is operated solely on the MVH distribution. No property tax is being received into the MVH fund. And one of the other funds that's affected by these revenue estimates is the recycle fund. Now, the recycle fund does have sufficient cash reserves to fund the budget as is, but in the future, without cutting spending or raising the fee, it just really won't be possible to keep budgeting the way it is. So if you look at the actual budget book itself, which is this big old thing here, on the right-hand side, there are two important columns to look at, the 2019 advertised budget column, and then the 2019 proposed adopted budget column. So the 2019 proposed adopted budget column is, that reflects the mayor's recommended budget changes in order to fund the city's long-term operating capital plan. To see the fundability of the actual plan, you can, at the very bottom of each fund, the major operating fund will be used, there's some summary information that shows the projected revenue, and then the variance, and then the unused appropriation percentage. And then it will show either a revenue surplus or deficit for the year. It's important to note that those unused appropriation percentage goals are important to meet. So slight variations from those can cause the revenue or surplus to change either way. So if you look at the general fund, for instance, the advertised budget shows a $477,000 roughly deficit, which means that there would be a spend down of cash for 19. If that budget was adopted that way. The proposed adopted budget, however, shows a roughly $122,000 surplus. So, with that in mind, even though there are these revenue constraints, ongoing revenue constraints, circuit breaker, things of this nature, Vincent's is actually been able to accomplish a lot. Great many things, a lot of those goals actually, in spite of the circuit breaker environment. So Vincent's, year after year, is able to fully fund its operations. This year there's a 3% raise again on wages. And develop a long-term capital improvement plan. So for the next 4 years through 2021, as you can see in this table, the city actually is expected to have a approximately $1.7 million per year in capital spending. Now the capital spending, that is on top of funding operations. So the total amount that the city is funding with its capital improvement plan is, let's call it $6.87 million. Now, bearing all this in mind, there actually are some growth opportunities. The reason why Vincent is able to fund this capital improvement plan up to this point has been because of the exceptional cash reserves. The city has, year after year, set a spending goal and either met or exceeded it year after year, which is excellent. But if the revenue constraints are going to continue to get worse, something will need to change. So, in order to continue to grow in the future without spending down cash even further, there are some potential revenue generating options for the city to explore. And these are briefly summarized here in this letter. And I guess before we talk about those, do we have specific questions on the budget itself? The process, how it works, concerns?
Growing spending constraints, is there any way to project if that's going to worsen going forward?
A lot of it is stuff that really isn't in the city's control. It's based on state auditor estimates, other estimates from the state. There's really no, we can project, but there's no, I mean, the certified amount, there's no way of knowing what that's going to be. Having said that, the way that the state does it is it bases it on the growth of all units in Indiana. So the total AD growth for 2018 allowed for a 4% growth in the max levy statewide. That was actually slightly down this year when it calculated, because now it's 3.4%. So starting from there, that's where the city has to do its budget. You can project it out, but it's not always going to be exact. And the farther out you project it, the less accurate it is.
So basically, it's like this year's budget as projected.
Yes.
You feel pretty good about going forward. If these constraints continue, we've got to make adjustments.
That's exactly right. The projections for this year are good. The budget, as it is fundable. But moving forward, if the revenue constraints continue to worsen, something will have to give. Either the spending will have to give, or we need to find new ways to generate revenue. So if there's no other specific questions on the budget, we will move to the revenue opportunities. So if you look at this, we're still on the letter. If you look at the letter, there are some potential revenue generating opportunities for the city of Vincennes. One of those is lit public safety. And again, just like to reiterate, the fire fund in particular will need more revenue in the future to fund operations and to continue to fund the wonderful capital improvement plan that the city has for fire fund. And one way to do this is the public safety. With that in mind, Knox County does have what's called a local income tax council. And this means that income tax rates can be adopted or altered based on a percentage of votes, depending on the population of your city and or town. Vincennes does have a large percentage of the total votes for the entire county. It's roughly 47%. So if you wanted to collaborate with one of the other local government units with at least 800 people in the population, you could get the necessary votes to pass an additional income tax, which would be public safety. And just to summarize briefly what kind of revenue that would generate, so each 0.1% of income tax rate for public safety would generate approximately $315,000 in revenue. Now, with that in mind, it is worth noting that the total expenditure rate, which the expenditure rate includes list certified shares, which mostly is received into general fund currently, lit economic development, and lit public safety. Knox County doesn't currently have a public safety rate, only certified shares and economic development. With that in mind, the expenditure rate for the county itself is 1%. The maximum rate is 2.5%, and we showed this graph here that it's just kind of a random sampling of 20 different counties and where their rates are compared to Knox County. And as you can see in the letter, we've also noted that there are 68 counties with a higher expenditure rate than Knox County. If you want to see more of the specifics of this, more of a breakdown, there's an additional handout. One of the other revenue options meal tax. Now, recent legislation has enabled any municipality with a certain population threshold to impose a meal tax and an excise surtax. These would be taxes on each registered vehicle within 10 cents to be paid on each new registration or renewal of registration each year. Now, based on the new study that they come out with, I believe it's every 3 years, it's out of the wheel tax and excise surtax report. 10 cents could generate roughly $581,000 of revenue for wheel tax. Now, that would be at the maximum rate of $40 to $25 per vehicle. And again, more of the specifics are actually in this letter. This other handout. Questions?
You're saying wheel tax. We're in that population category that controls.
Yes, Vincent's does reach the population threshold for imposing wheel tax.
That's just Vincent's residents.
Yes, that would be just Vincent's. That would not be at the county level.
Your income tax comparison by county, from another document, do you have more counties that we can access that data on as opposed to just a sample here?
So we don't really have that breakdown, but we could easily do that for you if you would like to see something like that.
Or does the state has that?
If you go to the SBA website, you can see what every county's certified rate is.
And this isn't to say that you're going to put on a new tax. It's just giving you information that as we get tighter and tighter, we'll have to look at different funding options in the future.
Yeah, no, I mean, this isn't saying we have to do this tax. It's just simply an option. It's available. So.
On the budget.
I know I gave you a lot of handouts. It's probably a lot to digest right now. So if you want to digest that, and then feel free to call us, email us.
Thank you for your time.
Well, thanks for having us.
Sir.
Appreciate it.
And I think next meeting is when you'll start voting on the 19 budget. If you look through this and you think you need more information and would like to have them here at the next meeting, I'm sure they'll be glad to be here to answer any questions. Okay, move on to Ordinance 14-2018, an ordinance establishing a fund for the City of Vincennes to be used to defray the expenses related to the installation and presentation of the Sewer to Vincennes statue.
Motion for first reading on Ordinance 14-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to have first reading of Ordinance 14-2018.
Ordinance 14-2018, Ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, establishing a fund for the City of Vincennes to be used to defray expenses related to installation and presentation of the Sewer to Vincennes statue. Amendment sections 1 and 2 of the fund is donated from the foundation to the Vincennes Historic and Historical Society.
Discussion?
Call for question.
Jim Chatton?
Yes.
Cameron Rowland?
Yes.
Shelley Rose?
Yes.
Salter?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Rem?
Yes.
And Ray Coats?
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 14-2018 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 15-2018, which is an ordinance amending and supplementing ordinance number 14-2016. This is concerning the acquisition, construction, improvements by the city of Vincennes of a sewage works utility and to provide for issuance of revenue bonds and other matters connected therewith.
Motion for first reading on ordinance 15-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to have first reading of ordinance 15-2018.
Amended ordinance number 15-2018 and ordinance amending and supplementing ordinance number 14-2016 concerning the acquisition, construction, and improvement by the city of Vincennes of a sewage works utility to provide for issuance of revenue bonds and other matters connected therewith containing section 1, 2, and 3. This is a technical amendment that they'd like to have passed tonight so they can close on the water works and city lines.
Discussion. This is basically changing the insurance.
This is their insurance company.
Yeah.
Who, as part of the due diligence for their bond, they've changed insurance companies for a better rate.
So we need to suspend the rule for 15-16?
Yes.
If these are not.
Can't do it till the good, so.
Yeah. Go over the question. He has a comment.
Call the question.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Andrew Lett?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salter?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Rem?
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 15-2018 passes by a vote of 7-0.
I can make a motion that we suspend the rules and go ahead and have second and third reading on ordinance 15-2018.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Westfall, second by President Brown to suspend the rules and have the second and third reading of ordinance 15-2018.
Yeah, hold on, motion to suspend.
It does. Is that all right? I think you're supposed to wait till after the second.
Oh, after the second.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Amended ordinance number 15-2018 and ordinance amending and supplementing ordinance number 14-2016 concerning the acquisition, construction, and improvement by the city of Vincennes of sewage works utility to provide for issuance of revenue bonds and other matters connected therewith. Section 1, 2, 3, as we indicated, this is a change in the insurance company for the issuance of bond insured guarantee to municipal corporation.
Okay.
So I just have one question. What is this money going to be spent on?
This is the bonds that built the water department and upgraded the sewer. It's like I said. Go ahead.
2 years ago, we
yeah. Is that what
it's going to be used for the project that they set up 2 years ago, including the sewage plant? They're painting water towers, and they're also significant upgrades to the water plant, including having a safe building that is not dangerous to work in. And that's all, I think they made some redundancy in our water system that since they're one main pipeline. So they phase those in over time.
But it's all been taken care of.
It's in the process of being taken care of, and this is the second phase that was passed in 2016. And one reason that it's here is because they changed the insurance provider for the second series of bonds that were issued.
Rates didn't change, nothing changed except for the insurance carriers.
Right. I think they got a better rate. And then the new company with the insurance bonds has very specific language. So these are technical amendments that have just been inserted into the 2016 ordinances for both the sewer anyway.
So basically, you passed all this 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know that.
Because they changed the issues. This is the only reason this is back is to.
Insurance. I just noticed it here. It said some other expenses, and I just wondered if there was something else coming up.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, the main body of these ordinances aren't changed at all. This is just specific language to the insurance company.
Okay.
So just so I understand, is the vote we're about to take for suspension of the rules and second reading, is that what I understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Brian Crowe?
Yes.
Joel Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Rowland?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westphal?
Yes.
And Scott Brown?
Yes.
Okay. By a vote of 7-0, the second reading and suspension of the rules have passed. I need a motion for third reading.
Motion for third reading on ordinance 15-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westphal, to have third and final reading of ordinance 15-2018.
Amended ordinance number 15-2018, an ordinance amending and supplementing ordinance number 14-2016 concerning acquisition, construction, and improvement of the city of Ben Franz and its sewer works, utility, and the right for issuance of revenue bonds and other matters connected to the works, sections 1, 2, and 3.
Discussion.
Call for question.
Brian Crowe?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Rowland?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westphal?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, third and final reading of ordinance 15-2018 passes. Next is ordinance 16-2018, and it's basically the same thing, only for the water works. Water is this.
Motion for first reading on ordinance 16-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westphal, to have first reading of ordinance 16-2018.
Amended ordinance number 16-2018, an ordinance amending and supplementing ordinance number 13-2016 concerning the acquisition, construction, and improvement of the city of Vincennes and its waterworks, utility, and the device of issuance of revenue bonds and other matters connected to the area, sections 1, 2, and 3, and this is the water side of that non-
Discussion.
Call for question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Crowe?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Rowland?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
And Jim Westphal?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 16-2018 passes by a vote of 7-0.
And we need to spend the rules to go to the second and third.
We've already done that.
Okay.
Motion for second reading on ordinance 16-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westphal, to have second reading of ordinance 16-2018.
Ordinance 16-2018, an ordinance amending and supplementing ordinance 13-2016 concerning the acquisition, construction, and improvement of the city of Vincennes and its waterworks, utility, and provide for issuance of revenue bonds and other matters connected therewith, sections 1, 2, and 3.
Discussion.
Call for question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Crowe?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Rowland?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
And Jim Westphal?
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 16-2018 passes by a vote of 7-0. And motion for third.
Motion for third reading on ordinance 16-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westphal, to have third and final reading of ordinance 16-2018.
Ordinance 16-2018, an ordinance amending and supplementing ordinance 13-2016 concerning acquisition, construction, and improvement by the city of Vincennes of its waterworks, utility, and provide for issuance of revenue bonds and other matters connected therewith, sections 1, 2, and 3.
Discussion.
Call for question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Crowe?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Rowland?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
And Jim Westphal?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, third and final reading of ordinance 16-2018 passes. Next is claims.
Motion for pass the claims in the amount of $353,214.24.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westphal, to pay the claims in the amount of $353,214.24. Is there any discussion on claims?
Call
Call the question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Gross?
Yes.
Dan Avalett?
Yes.
Dan Chapman?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rhodes?
Yes.
Jim Westphal?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the claims are paid. Move on to miscellaneous.
I've had a couple citizens get a hold of me, curious about chickens in their backyard, and ask if we would start looking into that process. I think they even talked to the city inspector too, but we don't currently have any ordinance on the book for that. So I just kind of wanted to throw it out there. I've had our city attorney start looking at some.
We do have an ordinance.
Yeah, you can't have it. So yeah. So to look at the possibility of changing the ordinance for that. So I had the city attorney pull up some. I think he got me Lebanon and Bloomington today that we looked at. Kind of what I wanted to go through as we go forward is possibly next week we look at a couple different ordinances from different, a couple different cities. I think Evansville's got one, Indy's got one, a couple of areas around us that do that. And big things that they look at are numbers of birds that they allow. Some allow a certain set amount that's small, some have quite a few, and some don't have a set limit. Some, who's the entity that gives the permit and checks on that? Some it's the city inspector, some it's animal control, some it's something else. And then there are some with hens. Some allow hens, some don't. So, I mean, there's some things that we can look at. So, what I'm kind of shooting for is us to look at a couple ordinances next time. Then we kind of see which one that we could kind of tailor better for us, send that one to a committee to look at to see if we can get an ordinance specific for the city of Vincennes and then kind of go from there. So that's kind of the mindset as we move forward with that. If we're okay with kind of taking those steps to see if we can get something that will work for the city of Vincennes and obviously dealing with our department heads as we go through that as well.
So are you saying someone's going to send out some ordinances, we'll look at that?
Yeah, I'm working with.
Just come back together.
I'm working with Mr. Rogan, getting something together, and then we'll get some set to the group. We'll look at those and see which one we can kind of tailor best to us, because obviously, you know, when we deal with these kind of ordinances, the city of Vincennes is just a little bit different than the places that we look at. So if we can get something tailored to that, send it to committee, see if we can move forward with something, and obviously dealing with our department heads to see how feasible that is. So that's kind of the plan as we move forward.
Sounds good.
Okay, anything else? If not, we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
I thought you were promoted.
Did you have a black hand?